Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible and faith. In spite of prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of his dealings with his people in the past, in his plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves. The Oneness of God. Eckhart, E-C-H-A-D, versus Yached, Y-A-C-H-I-D. Eckhart, Unified Oneness, versus Yached, Numerical Singular One. The Holy Spirit chose to use the Hebrew word Eckhart, which is used most often as a unified one and sometimes as numerical oneness individually. For example, when God said in Genesis 2:24, the two shall become one, Eckhart, flesh. It is the same word for one that was used in Deuteronomy 6:4, and I will explain that a little later. But never Yached, which has one exclusive meaning, the numeric solidarity oneness. This study is deep, but a must listen for the children of God. I will dismiss myths and strongholds concerning the oneness of God that have crept into the church and our daily lives. Is the Godhead one? Is Jesus God? Is the word Trinity in the Bible or just another label that has caused confusion in the minds of God's children? What does the word one really mean in the Old and New Testament? Who teaches us the truth of it all? Well, I have lived long enough to see the falsehoods of this age. People are calling Jesus Christ God, denying the Son and forsaking the Father, Jehovah God. You can hear it in their songs, prayers, and worship. Jesus asked us to pray to our Father in heaven, Matthew 9:6-13. But most pray to Jesus. Jesus never called himself God. He came to preach about the kingdom to come. He came to tell us about our Father in heaven. When did it get all twisted? Ask yourself, what is the name of my God? If you think Jesus, then you too have been deceived. As Jesus said in John 8:54, he replied, if I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. There are three that testify from heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. These three agree as one. The Hebrew word for one, Eckhart, means unified oneness. There are words both in the Hebrew and in the Greek that describe Jehovah God, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit as being one, Eckhart, E-C-H-A-D. Unified oneness, meaning three different entities or as one singular individually, but never Yached, meaning numerical singular one. And Yached is never used when defining the oneness of God. The word Trinity is not found in the Bible. This word was added to our conversation concerning the Word of God, which means three in one. Not true. Who teaches us truth? The Holy Spirit. And who deceives many? Satan. So hang in there and listen to this study that will answer the question on why Jesus is not God and why the word one, Echad, E-C-H-A-D, means so much more. Hold on, I'll be right back. Back. Let us be reminded in 1 John 5, 7 through 12. 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. 2. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. 3. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. 4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. 5. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. 6. This is the one who came by blood and water, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. 7. For there are three that testify. 8. The Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. 9. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. 10. Whosoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony, and whosoever does not believe has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. 11. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 12. Whosoever has the Son has life. Whosoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Again, the word Trinity is a scriptural concept used to express the character of God, the Father, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It is not biblical. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. Some believe that Jesus Christ is God, the Savior, and the Holy Spirit all in one. Some believe in one entity, numerically singular, and others believe that there are three entities, Echad, a unified oneness, three that exist spiritually and unified. Either way, these various views have no effect on the outcome of God's plan. But when understanding these views, it is important to understand the oneness of God. Most Bible scholars believe and agree that the Hebrew word Echad, which means a unified oneness, is used of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. God used the word Echad terminology in the very first chapter of the Bible to reveal the plural existence of the Godhead. Genesis 1:26. Let us make men in our image, after our likeness. Jesus referred to this oneness when he prayed that they all may be one as thou, Father, art one in me, and I in thee, that they may be one in us. John 17:21. The three members of the Godhead are easily identified in the following scripture, Mark 1:10-11. And straightway coming up out of the water, he, Jesus, saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The above scripture identifies the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as three spiritual entities, three different existences of the Godhead. Jesus the Son, who had just been baptized, the Holy Spirit descending upon the Son from the Father, and the Father speaking from heaven. And we can read in Acts 7:55, where Stephen saw God the Father and Jesus together in heaven. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Stephen saw God and Jesus at the same time in heaven. The scripture telling us that the Holy Spirit was in Stephen. All references to God is usually to God the Father. The references to the Word or Jesus is to the Son. And the reference to the Holy Spirit is to the Holy Spirit. Let us look back to two words used of the Godhead concerning the oneness of God, Eckhart and Yachet. The most important verse in the Bible of God to some is the verse found in Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God, Yahweh is one, Eckhart. There was another word that the Holy Spirit could have used, a word that has one exclusive meaning, the numerical meaning, the word Yachet. Instead of Yachet, the Holy Spirit chose to use the Hebrew word Eckhart, which is used most often as a unified one and sometimes as a numerical oneness individually. When God said in Genesis 2:24, the two shall become one, Eckhart, flesh, it is the same word, one, that was used in Deuteronomy 6:4. Eckhart is used many times in the Old Testament to mean one or one alone. Example, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them fall, the one, Eckhart, will lift up his companion. Another example, but woe to the one, Eckhart, who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one, Eckhart, be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. And last but not least, a cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. Hold on. The argument is not about the word Echard in Deuteronomy 6:4. The argument is about the word Yachet, which always means one and one alone, not a unified one, and is never used when referencing God anywhere in the Old Testament. This fact indeed deeply troubles Jews and most today. The etymology, which is the study of the origin of a word and the way in which their meanings has changed throughout history, will show that Yachet, meaning one numerically speaking only, is derived from Echart in the same way that the English word only is derived from the word one. The only fact that all agree on in this debate is that Yachet indisputably means an absolute numeric one and is never used when referencing or to describe God. The Holy Spirit would want us to look back at the Old Testament and perceive the differences between Yachet and Echart. We can add to it the plural pronouns found in Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness," which makes it irrefutable evidence of the oneness, the Echart of the three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as being three spiritual entities. For any Jew to use Yachet to refer to the oneness of God is unbiblical, because the Holy Spirit never willed that in any scripture in the Bible. He used the word Yachet in references to God. But as we know, the Jews did change this word and start using the word Yachet in reference to God after they rejected conversion to Christianity. The Jews were compelled to replace the word in their dogmas and statements of faith. A rabbi and philosopher named Moses, who lived in the 12th century AD, changed the word in the 13th point of the creed and used the unbiblical word Yachet instead of Echart. The modern Jewish prayer books use the unbiblical word Yachet to describe God. By unbiblical, we mean that Yachet is never used to describe God's oneness. Jesus also quoted in Matthew 19:5, the unified oneness 5, and said, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." These texts use unified oneness words rather than absolute numeric oneness. Remember that the Holy Spirit chose to use the plural word to refer to God and His Son. Father Jehovah God is considered to be the first person of the Godhead, the giver of all things. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights." It is the Father's will we are carrying out when we are obedient to go, and we do so under the administration of thirst and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." John 6:38. We are the Father's children. When we have a need, we go to the Father, not the Son. Jesus taught us to pray to the Father in His name. If we then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? And you can find this in Matthew 7:11. Jesus Christ is the Son. He came to tell us about the Father in His kingdom. Matthew 1:22-23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. 23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us spiritually. It is through Jesus that we gain access to the Father. Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. John 14:6. We are living through the negative part of God's plan, and many are calling Jesus God. This is a lie and a setup for those that don't read the Bible, the instruction book, the Word of God, for themselves to know God's plan. Satan is coming claiming to be Jesus Christ. All that don't read will continue to attend the system church weekly, listen to the false preachers and pastors of this earth getting robbed by them, then going out to eat and going back to sleep until the next weekend. You will surely follow the false Christ. You will follow him because he has you calling him God, knowing that isn't true. Because when Jesus comes, we will all be changed into our spiritual bodies. So if someone tells you that Jesus is here or there and you are still in your flesh, don't believe them. Don't go with them. Read 1 Corinthians 15:51, for it is a lie. And the Holy Spirit is the Comforter, John 14:16. The Comforter is our teacher, our guide, and our helper. No longer do man need to teach you. He comes to us in a supernatural way to comfort during sorrowful times, trials, tribulations, and brings us joy when we obey. He's there beside us and in us at all times. Jesus says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. John 14:16. We can talk to the Holy Spirit and see his guidance, asking for an inward witness concerning different matters. For the Holy Spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Luke 12:12. So when you speak of God's oneness, what we see is a mix of words both in the Hebrew and in the Greek. Eckhart is used both as a unified one and numeric oneness individually in the Old and New Testament. Most reject the fact that Eckhart means a unified one between entities or individuals. The Jews replace the word Eckhart with Yached, which never is used to reference God. The Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. But the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, unified, in agreement, just as men and women when they are one in marriage. Zechariah prophesies that at the end times of the Messiah's coming, all will know that God and he are one, unified, and the Lord will be king over all the earth, and that day the Lord will be the only Eckhart with the Father, and his name the only Eckhart with the Father. 2 Corinthians 3:12-18, and I will read 12. Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. 13. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. 14. But their minds were made dull, for this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed because only in Christ is it taken away. 15. Even to this day when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. 16. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit is, the Lord is. There is freedom. 18. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. He lives. I hope you enjoyed this study. For transcripts, reviews, or comments, write me at jesusandwe@bellsouth.net or visit my website at www.jesusandwetalk.org. He lives, and thank you.